Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Cannabis, such a huge topic these days, and today I'd like to continue the discussion about this regarding its therapeutic properties. In Chinese medicine, as well as Ayurvedic, the ancient healing system from India, cannabis is used in small amounts with other herbs and formulas, practically due to what these systems consider toxic qualities. We could consider THC, the intoxicating chemical in marijuana, to be this element. So to get around this, other parts of the cannabis plant, especially a chemical called CBD, are now being explored as therapeutically promising with minimal risk. In fact, CBD is being explored even for its possible ability to directly counter some of the unwanted intoxicating THC effects. A couple years back, I remember a news segment where the reporter voluntarily experienced the effects of THC on camera, which for her, and commonly for many others, consisted in a large amount of anxiety, also known as paranoia in common parlance. For many, of course, this is a negative experience of the so-called marijuana high. But following this run-in with THC, she was given instead a similar or smaller amount of THC, but this time with the counterbalancing effect of CBD, and instead had a much more pleasant experience. Here, the CBD part of cannabis did truly appear to act as an uncanny antidote to the THC paranoia, as it's called. So perhaps decades ago, marijuana was more mild, as it has been bred over the years to have more and more THC without any regard to the balancing effect of CBD, until very recently. Perhaps the most dramatic therapeutic example of a CBD-rich cannabis has been to have a profound positive effect on a certain kind of childhood epilepsy, with some real striking examples of major reductions in seizures for these children. But what about more common ailments? Well, osteoarthritis affects most people as we get older. And yes, in fact, high CBD cannabis, or hemp, has been reported helpful, even very helpful for this common problem. In this case, a topical cream or lotion rubbed right in the painful joint would be the way to start. Some people may do well to take the CBD orally as well, but we're just in the beginning stages of knowing how effective or not this can be, or what type of pains and who may benefit. There are preliminary studies suggesting cannabis is a potent anti-inflammatory, which may make it a possible safer substitute for anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. And it may be a number of compounds in the cannabis plant that could work together for combating pain, including terpenes, which give cannabis its characteristic aroma. Another common ailment is peripheral neuropathy, which is seen often, for example, in diabetic patients. If this is especially bad, opioid drugs can be used. So especially in cases like that, it may be worthwhile trying a high CBD cannabis oil with no THC to start. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.